tebe ti čaj, ja bez tebe sidi u poloni pečali. Može desu pisah, tečar si da šukala, sonce ruti znajšla i mene šaruvala. Červonu rutu ne šukaj večorame, te u mene jedena ti te boli. Bo tvoja broda, to je čestaja voda, to je bestraja voda se mi. Plaču ja tebe v snah, brova zelene, bosa pute steška, te prehodeš do mene. I ne treba neste, meni kvitku radi, odavno užete, uvišla mojim rim. Červonu rutu ne šukaj večorame, te u mene jedena ti te boli. Bo tvoja broda, to je čestaja voda, to je bestraja voda se mi.
From Edmonton, Alberta, that was Migrena from their CD Abstractive and Červona Ruta, The Red Rue. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. З вами Павліна Макварі, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. I'm Павліна Демчик-Макварі, your host. Thank you so much for joining me. We've got a great program lined up for you today. Sylvia Molnar has a delicious recipe that she'll be sharing as well. We'll be hearing from the folks at the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv. Renata will tell us about International Holocaust Day and how Ukraine commemorated it. It just was January 27th. As well, Volodya Volkov will be narrating a letter that was written by a prominent Ukrainian Jewish historian. As well, Rushnichok is back. Stefan Andrusiak has sent us the first of the second season of Rushnichok stories, so that is coming up as well. Also, our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music, very much of it from the Maidan. Another take on a traditional Ukrainian folk song, Horiela Sosna, and this one is Horiela Bochka, and Bochka is a barrel, and it refers to, of course, people warming their hands. It's very cold in Kyiv for people out on the streets, and so there are a lot of barrels burning, and people warming their hands around it, and getting together, and much happens, I'm sure, around those Bochka. I'd just like to read to you what this listener and this contributor to Nash Holo sent. His name is Yuri Semichuk, and along with this song, he sent this note I'd like to share with you. I want to briefly describe what is happening now in Ukraine, he writes. Ukraine, in 22 years of independence and democratic development, has reached its goal, united in its desire to become a member state of the European Union. Russia, after 350 years of colonization of Ukraine, certainly does not want to let go of Ukraine, and it did not recognize the independence of Ukraine. It considers it a temporary phenomenon. Russia, on the eve of signing an agreement with the European Union, aims to turn Ukraine into part of a new empire and restore the Soviet Union. Ukrainian people suffered huge losses being in union with Russia over their wants. Russian security forces acting freely in Ukraine do everything so that Ukraine failed as an independent, integrated European country. The scenario that played out today in Ukraine, Russia carefully planned long ago, and is its last argument. I believe in the power and wisdom of the Ukrainian people, and we will be a prosperous European country because we deserve it. Yuri Semichuk. Here now from the Maidan is Horiela Bochka, Burning Barrels.
Горіла бочка диміла, горіла бочка диміла, під неї дівчина сиріла, під неї дівчина сиріла. Горіла бочка диміла, під неї дівчина сиріла, під неї дівчина сиріла. Дівчина сиріла, під неї дівчина сиріла, темні дні рученьки гріла, темні дні рученьки гріла. Під неї дівчина сиріла, темні дні рученьки гріла, темні дні рученьки гріла. Ой, руці, руці, ви мої, ой, руці, руці, ви мої, довго носили напої, довго носили напої. Ой, руці, руці, ви мої, довго носили напої, довго носили напої. Гарячу каву та ще чай, гарячу каву та ще чай, грійся, Майдане, не скучай, грійся, Майдане, не скучай. Гарячу каву та ще чай, грійся, Майдане, не скучай, грійся, Майдане, не скучай. Горів у бочці цілий день, горів у бочці цілий день, грілися люди цілий день, грілися люди цілий день. Горів у бочці цілий день, грілися люди цілий день, грілися люди цілий день. Горіла бочка палала, горіла бочка палала, як Україна повстала, як Україна повстала. горіла бочка, палала, як Україна, повстала, як Україна, повстала.
For the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can give a destitute family in Ukraine food, hope, and a better life. Please open your heart and share your good fortune. Sponsor a Ukrainian child today. Details at www.heart.ca. That's heart.ca.
Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for the past 50 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing artists and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holis listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, contact the Shevchenko Foundation at 204-944-9128, toll-free 1-866-524-5314, or visit shevchenkofoundation.com.
Дороги іншої не треба, поки зорить чумацький шлях. Я йду від тебе і до тебе, по золотих твоїх стежках. Мені можна не любити, тобі не можна не цвісти, лиш доти варто в світі жити, поки живеш і квітнеш ти.
legendary Ukrainian musician and singer Taras Petrenenko, and a song that was made very popular back in 2004 on the Maidan and is still popular today, Ukraino.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. This is a winner recipe using an unusual combination of ingredients for a delicious and uniquely Ukrainian dish. You'll need the following ingredients for egg noodle and spinach casserole, so get your pans ready. 2 cups cooked egg noodles, 2 tablespoons melted butter, 1/3 cup grated cheese, your choice, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 2 cups of cooked spinach, 1 small onion, finely chopped or grated, 3 tablespoons butter, salt and pepper to taste, and 1/4 cup buttered breadcrumbs. All you have to do is combine the cooked noodles with the butter, cheese, and salt. Squeeze the spinach dry and chop it. Fry the onion in the butter until very soft. Add the spinach and salt and pepper to taste. Butter a baking dish and arrange the noodles and spinach in alternate layers. Top with the buttered breadcrumbs. Bake in a preheated oven, 350 degrees, for about 30 minutes. Garnish with sliced hard-cooked eggs. A nice variation is to replace the spinach with shredded cabbage. Just cook it with the onion. The results are incredibly delicious. Try it. It's Ukrainian. Remember, pasta, spinach, and cabbage are all good for you. And did you know that green vegetables should be cooked without a cover to permit the volatile acids to escape? This helps to preserve their green color. Try it. It's Ukrainian. Until next time, happy cooking.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
And now, Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Patriarchova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. January 27th marks the anniversary of the liberation of the Nazi German concentration and extermination camp of Auschwitz-Birkenau in 1945. 50 years later, in November of 2005, the United Nations General Assembly proclaimed this date International Day of Commemoration in Memory of the Victims of the Holocaust, or simply International Holocaust Remembrance Day. The Holocaust was a defining moment in the history of humanity. During the Second World War, the Nazi regime and its collaborators murdered about 6 million Jewish men, women, and children. It was a continent-wide program intent on the total destruction of all Jewish communities. Driven by a fundamentally racist ideology, Nazi Germany also persecuted and killed millions of other people. This included Slavs, Rome, Sinti, and elderly, the disabled. Some the Nazis considered as racially inferior. Others were targeted for political, ideological, and behavioral reasons. The United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, believes that it is essential to learn about the history of the Holocaust. This knowledge will help us to better understand the causes of society's descent into genocide. and it will also help to raise awareness of the need to nurture peace and human rights in order to prevent mass violence in today's world. International Holocaust Remembrance Day is an opportunity to commemorate the victims in a global effort to alert young generations about the danger of racism and fanatic ideologies. Here in Ukraine, we have been taking full advantage of that opportunity. On January 24th of this year, an art exhibition dedicated to the International Holocaust Remembrance Day opened at the Ukrainian Center for Holocaust Studies in Kyiv. This exhibit promotes the development of Ukrainian social ideas of tolerance, understanding, and inter-ethnic harmony. It is entitled History and Lessons of the Holocaust, The Holocaust Through the Eyes of Children in Ukraine. The exhibit is a collection of artworks created by students from all over the country for an annual competition launched by the Ukrainian Center for Holocaust Studies in 2008. The students looked into histories of their hometowns, regions, fates of individual families, commemorating practices and other aspects surrounding the tragedy. The main activities of the Ukrainian Center for Holocaust Studies are Holocaust research and Holocaust education. The center consults Holocaust history teachers in secondary and post-secondary institutions, promotes the creation of curricula and manuals on the Holocaust, and organizes annual competitions of students' research and artworks such as those in this exhibit. The center also participates in international projects in alliance with academic and educational institutions all over the world. The Ukrainian Center for Holocaust Studies is located at 8 Kutuzova Street in Kyiv, Ukraine. This is Renata Ganenets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Until next time, shalom!
Thank you, Renata. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative. Vitaly Nachmanovich is a historian and ethnopolitologist specializing in Jewish Ukrainian history. He is a leading researcher at the Museum of History in Kyiv with a special focus on the atrocity of Babyn Yar. He's the author of numerous articles and the editor of numerous publications dealing with the Holocaust, World War II, Judaism, and ethno-national problems in modern Ukraine. He's a member of the National Academy of Sciences of Ukraine, a lecturer on Judaica at the Kyiv-Mohyla National University, and a member of the working groups drafting Ukrainian legislation on ethnic policy. Recently, Mr. Nachmanovich wrote an open letter, not to the leaders of the discredited and despised government of Viktor Yanukovych, but to the leaders of the Maidan, those who would lead a new and modern Ukrainian state. Volodya Volkov of the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv narrates his message.
Open statement to the leaders of Maidan. One can expect from a human being only that which he or she is capable of. You were the leaders of the parliamentary opposition, and each of you would probably make a better president than the scared creature that is today trying by all means to hold on to power. But the situation is such that you have to lead the civil resistance. Unfortunately, members of parliament usually do not make good revolutionaries. There are a lot of factors that can cause a revolution, but there are only two specifically subjective ones. Revolutions take place in a country whose leader is inadequate for his position. This can be a miserly head of garage, an enlightened French king, or a well-mannered Russian emperor. The main point is that such a leader does not solve critical problems, but goes hunting crows or bears, offering his subjects to have cookies or cabbage. But the revolution also happens in a country whose political elite is unable to remove an inadequate leader from power in a peaceful and more or less legitimate way, and it happens when the opposition gets the power but is unable to solve the backlog of problems. In such a case, the real revolutionaries come to power, such as the Jacobins in France or the Bolsheviks in Russia. Unfortunately, the real revolutionaries make bad parliamentarians. They don't in general turn into anything that's good, but rather become warriors and executioners. How to take power away from the resident of Mezhigirye in a peaceful and legitimate way you can learn from lawyers and political technologists. But as a person who comes to Maidan again and again, following your call or the call of my own conscience, I feel obligated as a historian to deliver a few points. Number one, today we have one main problem and one main threat. This is not Yanukovych, not his courts and his Berkut. All of this, ultimately, we can take care of. The threat comes from this new strategic ally, who has proven his readiness to go ahead with direct intervention in order to achieve geopolitical dreams. The problem lies with the east and south of our country, where the majority of the people still sincerely support the resident of Mezhigirye. Number two, we can't do anything about Putin. He relies on the experience of the policemen of Europe, from Nikolai I to Leonid Brezhnev, and he also has tens of millions of his subjects who sincerely believe Ukraine to be a part of Russia, Ukrainians a part of the Russian people, and the Ukrainian language a dialect of the Russian language. Number three, we can't hope for Europe to help us. Almost all of the past 100 years of its history following the end of the First World War is an example of surrender. Munich in 1938, Yalta in 1945, and Helsinki in 1975, the milestones of their glorious past. Europe's last victorious march on the East was possible exclusively thanks to Gorbachev, because Europe itself is incapable of liberating or protecting anyone. Number four, the United States has been the savior of the West and democracy 3 times in the past century. Unfortunately, the current leader of the White House is unlike Woodrow Wilson, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, or Ronald Reagan. However, I still think he will not be able to ignore the international commitments given to Ukraine by his predecessor, if it's not too late. Number five, even Putin does not have the guts to intervene into a neighboring state. For this, he needs an invitation from the legal president of Ukraine, or at least from a newly created state, such as South Ossetia. He has to be sure that the local population will welcome his warriors. Number six, in order for the residents of Kharkiv and Donetsk not to support the new Anschluss, they have to transform into the supporters of the independent, democratic Ukraine. It is very important, because these people are not just fools, unconscious, or uneducated. They are different. They have a psychology of the welfare people. Their culture is that of Little Russians. Their historical memory is that of Soviet people. This means that they require minimal but reliable social guarantees, free existence of Russian culture, and preservation of Soviet monuments and holidays. We have to give them all of this. Number seven. The only way toward this is budgetary and cultural decentralization. If Donbass feeds the entire country, let them limit themselves to providing decent salaries to their own residents. If Odessa considers itself a Russian city, let them talk and study in Russian. If in Kharkiv people want to see monuments of Lenin, let us take all the Lenin monuments in Ukraine and put them there. Number eight. One more thing. Under our current officials, there can be no budget that could feed anyone else besides them. Therefore, we have to finally create a financial basis for the civil society, the European legal standards for charitable activity. Let churches and communities, local philanthropists and private foundations support everyone who needs help. Let them finance schools, hospitals, museums and libraries. We cannot quickly transform our countrymen, but we can create conditions for them to live in a modern European multicultural state. We have to understand, they can live in our country, but we cannot live in theirs. Vitaly Nachmanovich, historian, from Kyiv, Ukraine.
Ви слухайте українську радіопрограму «Наш голос» на багатомовній радіостанції AM 1320 CHMB у місті Ванкувері. And another YouTube soundtrack for you there from the Maidan. No idea who the performer is, but the song is Vitya Chow, which is pretty obviously a goodbye, farewell message to Viktor Yanukovych. Up next, another soundtrack from YouTube, but I do know who this is. The group is Haidamake, and here they are now with Pete Oblachko. Thank you.
дорожка порожнила. Жаль, я збовит, дівка чорнобрива. Вже не подоведе в саньок світа, аж поминуть мої млади літа.
This is Stefan Andrusiak from Rushne Chok, and you're listening to Nash Holos with host Paulette McQuarrie. Дорогі слухачі, від всіх наших членів оркестри Рушничок, великий привіт вам! Ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос».
Welcome to Rushnichok Stories, a radio segment about words and music we love. When in the spring of my youth I readied myself to go out into an uncertain world, my mother embroidered a shirt for me. The threads were red and black. Such are the opening words to Dva Kolore, a Ukrainian song about two colors. The author, Dmytro Pavlichko, was born in the foothills of the Carpathians in the late 1920s. He would turn 16 in a Soviet prison, sentenced there for a year on the suspicion of being an insurgent army operative for the UPA. But after the war, this history and linguistics graduate became a respected, published, and award-winning author, writing his own works, even translating Shakespeare. Mr. Pavlichko wrote Dva Kolore originally as a poem. It was threaded into music by renowned composer Oleksandr Bilash. Then it was performed, recorded, and toured by cave opera soloist Dmytro Hnatyuk. Imagine existing in the Soviet Ukraine in the gray aftertaste of the Khrushchev era. Dva Kolore gave Ukrainians permission to feel. Just listen to the words. Two colors, both on one cloth, they stitch together my spirit, they are me. Red stands for love, the black for anxiety. But the song and its success also brought the KGB to its feet, and they weren't there to applaud. You see, red and black are the flag colors of the UPA, that very same underground army Pavlichko had been imprisoned for supporting as a teenager. Thinking quickly, he offered to take his interrogators to his apartment, where, in a drawer, he revealed an embroidered shirt, in red and black. "It's just a song about a shirt," he said. "See, here it is." Now, great songs last because they remain relevant generation after generation, each listener discovering a new strand of meaning in it. But songwriters, especially in the Soviet Ukraine, survived because they were believable. I had the honor of meeting Mr. Pavlichko during the Canadian leg of his North American tour back in 2005. He told us this story of his dramatic release from KGB custody with cliffhanger delight, adding that his interrogators indeed had read far too much into his words. Today I hear the song and I think of Ukraine's potential of East and West intertwining with purpose, an inseparable, beautiful, lasting embroidery, blending geography and color and races, beliefs, languages, and orientations upon a lasting fabric of tolerance. But then again, it may just be a song about a shirt. Dva Kolore was recorded by the one and only Dmytro Hnatyuk, of course, then by Kvitka Sizik, by Yavir, by so many bands and singers in Canada as well. Here from iTunes is Rushnichok's version. From Rushnichok Volume 1, offering a bit of country-western vibe I'm not sure the original authors imagined, the song Two Colors, Dva Kolore.
Як я малим збирався на весні піти у світ незнаними шляхами.
Два кольори мої, два кольори.
What's coming up this week in Vancouver's Ukrainian community. On Wednesdays, catch Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio broadcasting live from Nanaimo to north and central Vancouver Island, the Gulf Islands, the Sunshine Coast, Northwest Washington State, and Greater Vancouver. In our new two-hour time slot, 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Pacific Time, Wednesdays on CHLY Radio Malaspina, 101.7 FM on the radio dial and streaming online at chly.ca. You can get the links to the podcast for both the Nanaimo and this Vancouver edition at www.nashholos.com. This Friday, there will be a pierogi supper at the Ukrainian Community Society of Ivan Franko in Richmond. The hall is located at 5311 Francis Road between Railway and No. 2 Road. Doors are open from 5 till 7:30 p.m. For more information, call the society at 604-274-4119 or visit www.ivanfranco.ca. Contact TV airs on multicultural channel Omni 1 and on channel 8 on Shaw Cable Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. with a repeat broadcast the following Monday at noon. If you have announcements or story ideas you'd like aired on Contact, please email them at studio@contact.ca. That's studio@kontakt.ca. And at 5 p.m. Sunday evening, slip your radio dial right back here to AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver and join me for another hour of fun here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In between broadcasts, you'll find upcoming events, program information, audio archives, podcast feeds, and much more at www.nashholos.com.
Янчик, Янчик, чорні очка, підем разом до поточка, до поточка, синього нам привичка. Янчик, Янчик, малюванчик, що ти зробив нашій Янці, вона мамі повідала, що все тяжко.
Як з тобою танцювати, краще
and a delightful singer by the name of Anastasia Wojciuk with the Cherry Band, and that is from a live recording made in Toronto over the Christmas season when they were visiting Canada. Up next, Artisto with Revoluția.
Що працює на народ, хліб не краде, не привласнює завод. Рівноправство для жінок в суспільному житті, бо не матері дітей, без них немає сім'ї. Сім'ям житло, щоб у них все було, щоб народжувати дітей і дитятко росло. Медицинська допомога незалежно від грошей, повноцінне лікування і для бідних людей. Бабусям, дідусям, які все побудували, пенсії попіднімати, щоб не голодували. Щоб не стидно було вийти погулять, вдіти гарний костюм та гуцулку станцювати. Вільний доступ до ресурсів незалежно від зв'язків, незалежно хто ти є і від статусу батьків. Вільний розвиток людей без державного пресу, тільки так ми досягнемо прогресу. Ми поставим кінець, я закуть свободи всіх, хто зі мною молодець. Хто візьме хабаря, в космос полетить. В нас корупції не буде, тут таким нема де жить. Суботекс, алкоголь, метадон, нікотин. Кожний день пожирають дітей України. Я за овощі після спорту для всіх, ча-ча-ча для старих і кунг-фу для малих. 600 тисяч українців помирає кожен рік, а іще половина емігрує. Може Україна не дожити цей вік, крім нас, українців, ніхто неньку не врятує. Тисячу років ми воювали за нашу свободу, і що ми дістали? Грошей народу не було і немає, він з голоду тихо здихає.
Ну, ми вже скінчили нашу програму. Вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Ніколи не питай поради в безрадного, бо він тобі не поможе. And our proverb of the week translates as never ask an inept person for advice. Well, that just about wraps things up for another show here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll be taking you home with the Playboy Band from Edmonton and Freddy's Kolomeika. And just a reminder once more to tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio Wednesdays, the Nanaimo edition on 101.7 FM on your radio dial at 11:30 until 1:30. Join my co-hosts Ryan and Tatiana for 2 hours of unique Ukrainian programming, broadcasting live from Radio Malaspina Studios in downtown Nanaimo. As well, you can catch the podcast and other information about Nash Holos on our webpage, www.nashholos.com. So on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320, thanks so much for listening, and Dobranich! Thank you.
аж до рання Любка ще хворела. Впала п'яця на пила, о, Любка та ще збила. А їхав я один у бігу Любку купувати, а там пана дівчинку їв ще торгувати. Та вдавила, як попродувала, а її попросив, де вона торувала. Як зачала торувати, бізом робити, а я лучше я її зачатку і купити. Трошка п'яна була, куму ж дала, та й забула. Тепер ходить і шукає, куму ж дала, та й не дбає.